Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This guy's on the inside. It's time to hear from Milwaukee basketball insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, Gary, I don't know if you heard our last conversation or not. It wasn't about the Bucks per se. It was about Frank Kaminsky getting his number, jersey, whatever you want to say, hung up in the rafters tonight at the Badger-Purdue game. Only the second Badger basketball player ever to have that done. Abe Nicholas, the other one. And Gary was saying for the last half hour or so that he just doesn't think that he should have been the next one to have that done, and that there were a lot better basketball players than him that belong up there before Frank Kaminsky. What say you?
Well, I tend to agree with Gary. There were some very good players over the years. I mean, just off the top of my head, you know, Devin Harris. I mean, you know, he was one. Who was some of the other guys? Gary, you're a Wisconsin guy. Fill me in here.
You go way back. You know, Finley, you talked about Devin Harris.
Yeah, Michael Finley, yeah.
And I don't know if you remember. I mean, remember Brad Sellers, Corey Blackwell, mm-hmm. Ricky O, Scott Roth. Yep. I mean,
I'd put him ahead some of those guys.
Well, yeah, you would. But I'm just saying. I mean, there's and for him to just to be the first one in 100 years, that's kind of tough for me.
Yeah. You know, he and Jabari Parker were on the All Chicago area team together.
Who was?
Frank the Tank and Jabari. When they were seniors in high school, they were members of the All-Chicago area team.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And one played 1 year of college ball, and the other one played five?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm sure a couple
that must have been the all-suburb. That must have been the all-suburb because it wouldn't show one in the all-city.
Well, I don't know where Frank Kaminsky played. I don't believe he played in the city. No, I believe he was in the suburbs.
No, I think he was a suburban guy, if I recall.
Right. Gary, all right, let's talk about this Bucks basketball team.
Yeah, let's get to the Bucks basketball, Gary. Come on.
What has Prunty done to this point that you liked, and what has Prunty done to this point that you haven't liked?
Well, the thing I liked is he's given them more freedom. I don't think the guys are so afraid to take shots, Giannis in particular. I noticed in the first couple games he launched some threes and he didn't even hesitate. And I know when Kidd was there, Kidd was a stickler for that, especially the first couple of years. He didn't want Giannis to take any 3-point shots. And so that's one thing. They're playing looser. As far as negatives, there really isn't anything glaring, anything that stands out. I guess my only pet peeve is the other night when Jabari Parker came into the game, he was parked in the corner, and that would be the last place I would, you know, camp Jabari Parker's in the corner and make him a 3-point shooter. But other than that, you know, everything's been pretty positive.
Right. So there was a little discussion with Prunty and Jabari on camping in the corner. And mm-hmm. I found it as a very positive thing, but I also find it very puzzling that Jabari actually, they didn't see eye to eye on it.
Yeah, that was one of the better confrontations I've ever seen between a Bucks player and a coach. I mean, Giannis had one with Sweeney, obviously, but that was
Behind closed doors.
No. Sweeney and Giannis went public. That was during a game.
Oh yeah.
Oh, was that during a game?
Yeah, where Giannis came over and basically was going to hit him, attack him, or whatever.
He's going to choke the life out of him, right? Allegedly.
Precisely.
Allegedly.
And he uttered those famous words that can't be mentioned on a good public airways.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Well.
But go ahead. So you were surprised that it took place with Jabari?
Yeah, I did. You know, I mean, Jabari's most effective up and top on the wing, you know? I mean, he's such a good ball handler, good creator that he can get to the hoop basically whenever he wants. And you put a guy in the corner, it's normally just a 3-point shooter, you know, a Kyle Korver type. And with the baseline there, you know, he just can go either straight ahead or to the left, and it really cuts down your options. So I was a little surprised by that.
Gary, do you think he trusts that knee yet?
Yeah. Did you see the dunk the other night?
Yeah, and I saw him holding his knee after that.
Yeah.
I mean, so for me, I just wonder where he's at right now.
They
I mean,
nitpicking Gary.
Obviously, he's playing. Well, I'm going to nitpick and watch everything he does, and when you grasp for it and you have that look on your face like something might be wrong, yeah, I'm going to get concerned. Now, they say nothing is wrong and he's fine, but yeah, we're all going to freak out a little bit as fans.
Yeah, I mean, Jabari's got to cool it, you know? I mean, he only knows how to play one way, you know, full bore. And, you know, he's got to be, in my mind at least, be a little, you know, cautious. But, again, doctor said he's 100%, so if it's 100%, you know, why not go full bore?
What kind of substitution pattern have you seen that Pronti is doing different than Jason Kidd may have been doing, so many people to freak out and want Jason Kidd to be fired?
Well, I mean, again, I think it's pretty similar. They haven't done anything noticeably different, except the old man is getting more court time. You've noticed that, right? With Jason Terry?
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting a lot more court time with Pronti than he did with Kidd.
Yep.
Well, and you know what? I think it's a good thing. I mean, Jason Terry, obviously, you know, as a liability on defense, I mean, he can't guard anybody anymore. I think that's pretty apparent. But he does a lot of good things, too. I mean, his perimeter shooting, number one, and number two, he gets guys in the right place. He's a cheerleader on the floor. So I thought that was actually a pretty good move.
Talking with Gary Wolfel of the Racine Journal-Times here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Yeah, because I was thinking, Gary, it was two parts to this. You know, a lot of teams don't really know how to play the Bucks now because they got, you know, Zeller and they got Jabari, you know, moving around. So you think that's the newness of that, catching teams off guard? And after the All-Star game, teams will start to kind of look at them a little bit different and defend them better, and you'll begin to see them come back to the pack a little bit?
Yeah, and the fact that they're going to start playing, you know, playoff-caliber teams. I think
that's a good point.
Six of their first eight games after the break are against teams that are in the playoffs. So we're going to have a better idea, you know, as to how good that team is, you know, after they play that stretch of games.
I totally agree. Gary, thanks so much for coming on, and we'll talk to you next week. Talk to you tonight after the Bucks and the Nuggets game on the post game.
Steve, should I bring you a bobblehead tonight?
Bobblehead?
McLaughlin.
Bobblehead night.
I already have one, but thank you very much for offering.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Right, take care. There he is, Gary
Wolfel. He's going to give you one?
On the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Well, he's going to the game.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice, man. Very, very nice man. You join us at the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking for a simple and convenient pre-approval process for your new home, construction, or renovation loan, call Great Midwest Bank. Committed to providing uniquely tailored common sense mortgage products since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.